Good morning, happy Friday, or Thursday, or Wednesday, or Saturday, whatever day it is, happy day to you. I'm back in my pajamas for our psalm this morning. It is Psalm 113, and it is a beautiful psalm. It's not very long, and it begins verse 1, word 1, hallelujah. So if you're in need of a pick-me-up today, Psalm 113 hopefully might offer that to you. So let's hear what it has to say. Hallelujah. Servants of God, praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord's name now and always. Praise the Lord's name here and in every place from east to west. The Lord towers above nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to our God? Who is enthroned so high? The Lord bends down to see heaven and earth, to raise the weak from the dust and lift the poor from their mire, to seat them with princes in the company of their leaders. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice now in many children. Hallelujah. So a lot happening in this psalm this morning. I want to look at verses 6 through 8. I'll read them again to you. The Lord bends down to see heaven and earth, to raise the weak from the dust and lift the poor from the mire, to seat them with princes in the company of their leaders. Yesterday, we found out that 22 million Americans have lost their jobs during this pandemic. I'm mindful also of my friends in India who have had havoc wrought upon them by 3+ weeks of shutdown in a country where 25% of the people live in dire poverty. Over and over again, Scripture tells us that God has a special affinity for the needy and for the poor, and that God directs our behavior and our virtues and our ethics as followers of Jesus towards those same people. This is a time for us to be particularly mindful of those in our midst who are in the greatest need. In seminary, my mission professor, Sharon George, said the first act of mission is always prayer. So today you're quarantined, you're isolated, you may be amongst those who are struggling yourself. But today is a good day to orient our prayers to those who are the most needy, the most impoverished in our community, in our nation, and in the world. And we should do this because we know when we are doing it, according to the writer of Psalm 113, we are joining God who is leaning down, bent over heaven and earth, and looking upon those most vulnerable people in our society and in our world. So we do not know what today will bring to us. We don't know what will happen, but we do know that there is tremendous need in the world at this moment, more even than normal. So let us be mindful of those people in our prayers, with our resources, and with our love and compassion. Let us pray. Holy God, as you bend down and look over this world and all you have created, the psalmist tells us that you pay particular attention to the poor and to the needy. Help us to do the same thing today. And if we identify with one of those groups, help us to feel your gaze upon us, not a gaze of judgment or indifference, but a gaze of love and compassion. Guide us this day in all that we do. Shape us through your word and lead us always forward to love our neighbor, to love you, and in so doing, love ourselves. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that concludes our stress to the nines for this morning. Tasha will be back with you tonight, potentially with a special guest, I have been informed. So keep your fingers crossed that that'll work out. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Until then,